You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all of the issues and, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, time now, 3:06 p.m. That's hour number two for the show today. Hour number two, Boomer. We're already there, man.
Yeah, hour number two.
Why are we always surprised?
I don't know. We shouldn't be surprised.
We should
because we're always surprised.
I know, but anyway, we're getting closer to Friday. Friday is getting here fast. Okay. Hey, I want to go to the phones right now. So a good friend of mine, somebody who I have known for a number of years, he's had a great run in state politics, is now working with an organization named Signal. Signal, spelled C-Y-G-N-A-L. Signal is one of the, ranked as one of the most accurate polling firms in the nation. They actually were founded here in Alabama. By a guy named Brent Buchanan, who I know, and he does great work. Well, Brent hired John Rogers, my friend, who's on the phone right now. John is a pollster and strategist with Signal. Thought we'd get on the phone with him again, like we did not long ago, and talk about where are we headed for the midterm. So, John Rogers, how you doing, brother?
Bill, I am doing well. How are things with you?
We're good. We're good. Just hopping down here. But listen, man, tell me good news. Are we going to take the House and the Senate?
Well, we're just 25 days away until the election, and I think things are looking pretty good in the House right now. Democrats have the advantage in the House of Representatives. There are 220 Democrats to 212 Republicans. The three vacancies, and I do think that Republicans will take the House of Representatives. The Senate is going to be a little bit dicier. It's 50-50, right? With Vice President Harris as the tie-breaking vote in the Senate. So the breakdown of the Senate is a little bit more, it's a little bit trickier, right? So you've got, with the seats that are up currently, there are 21 seats that are held by Republicans that are up in this election cycle. And then there are 14 seats that are held by the Democrats that are up, right? And so right. In a way, there's more opportunities that, there are more seats that we have to defend on the right side of the aisle. The good news is that most of those incumbent senators are going to be fine. So Marco Rubio down in Florida, he's going to be fine. You could go across the board, Chuck Grassley in Iowa, he's going to be fine. Senators like that, Tim Scott in South Carolina, for instance, right? So the two Republican-held seats that are going to be, a little bit dicier are Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And so in Wisconsin, I am pretty confident that Ron Johnson is going to hold on to reelection. He's a Republican senator there.
Okay.
His opponent is a far left. I mean, this guy is like defund the police to the max.
Wow.
And he has just not been able to get traction. Johnson's been able to have some separation there. So even though it's considered a toss-up by some media groups, I feel pretty confident that Johnson is going to win. The other seat, which is going to be a little bit tougher, is Pennsylvania. And so you have Dr. Oz there, who's the Republican nominee, facing off against Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who suffered a stroke a couple of months ago, right? And it's become pretty clear when you see some interviews that Fetterman, the Democratic nominee, it's just like he's not as clear in his interviews. He's not as quick on his feet as certainly he was before the stroke, which is completely understandable, but it raises the question, can he actually do the job of a U.S. senator?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think that seat there is going to be really key. And then on the Democratic side, it's going to come, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada. Those are seats that the Democrats currently hold and that Republicans have a good shot at. But I think at the end of the day, I think that we will wind up winning the Senate. And I think it's going to really come down to Georgia, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. I think that we'll win Nevada, and I think we'll win Wisconsin. And then Georgia, I think, likely will go to a runoff.
Well, so all right, let's break that down just a little bit then. So you kind of covered the situation in Pennsylvania. I mean, that one just boggles my mind. But I think at this point, The nomination is in. The Democrats have Fetterman, whether they like it or not. And so they're hanging on for the fact that he's a Democrat, but surely they're not hanging on because he's a quality candidate, because he's just not. And I look at this, and I'm almost embarrassed for the Democrat Party in Pennsylvania. But then again, I'm also ashamed of them. But then let's bring it back home to Georgia. All right, Herschel Walker, Raphael Warnock. I mean, they're down to dirty politics. It's claims, anonymous claims of an abortion that he paid for, allegedly, Herschel Walker. And yet we've got a report from Raphael Warnock that his church is evicting people from a public housing they own. So give me the scoop. What do you think is going to happen in that race?
Yeah, so here's the political kind of landscape in Georgia, right? You have Governor Brian Kemp, who's a very popular incumbent governor. Brian Kemp is Ron DeSantis without going on Fox News all the time, right? I mean, this guy's very conservative, very well-liked in Georgia. He's going to win re-election. He's going to beat Stacey Abrams, who, by the way, has never accepted her own loss in 2018, which Democrats seem to sort of ally to forget. But Stacey Abrams is going to get another lesson in losing an election. Maybe she'll accept it this time. It's not going to matter. But Brian Kemp is going to win re-election in Georgia. And the question is whether or not sort of his coattails are long enough to also allow Herschel Walker to be able to win. So in a lot of polls, including ones that we've done, Walker is just a little bit behind where Kemp is, right?
Right.
And so you do have a third-party candidate there in both the Senate and the governor's ballot. And so I do think that Warnock, he might finish ahead in the first round of voting on November 8th, but then you'll have a runoff 6 weeks later. Now, the key to know in the runoff is that all of the money is then nationally is then going to be concentrated in Georgia, which will eliminate the huge fundraising advantage that Warnock has had to this point. I mean, Warnock has just raised so much money from Hollywood, from New York City, all across the country, and has been outspending Herschel by quite a bit. And so what happens if it goes to a runoff, then all of the Republican money is going to be focused on Georgia, and that advantage for Warnock goes away. And then I think it's going to be a real question of who is able to turn out their bait over the next 6 weeks. So tomorrow night is pretty key. Not only is it game three of my Atlanta Braves playing the Philadelphia Phillies, but Herschel and Warnock will face off in what is right now the only scheduled TV debate of the campaign.
Wow.
That's going to take place in Savannah, and that'll be tomorrow night. So it'll be interesting to see how many people tune into that and also how well the candidates fare.
Okay, wow. Brother. You just broke that down. In fact, I'll be honest with you. I have not even been tracking the fact that we have an independent running as a potential spoiler in that Senate race. So you're saying that we could be looking very well at a runoff. That's so interesting to me. I did not know that.
Yeah, I think, neither Herschel nor Warnock have really been able to break the 50% number, at least in both polls that I've seen. And the reason is that Kemp is doing really well, but Herschel's not quite getting all of those votes. And so, neither he nor Warnock have been able to break the 50%. But Warnock has been buoyed by the fact that he has got a massive fundraising advantage and has been able to bid on the expensive Atlanta media market for quite a while, right? Tomorrow's night debate will be pretty important. You know, it's funny, but I do think actually the fact that the Braves are playing in a major playoff game, which the Braves game starts at 5, the debate starts at 7, so it may cut in a little bit to the TV viewership, but the debate will be heavily covered. And I think if you're Herschel's team, you're hoping he can acquit himself well. And as long as he does that and there's no huge stumbles or gaffes, it's just game. Just move on to the next 5 weeks or the next 3 or 4 weeks of the election.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what then. With about a minute and a half to 2 minutes left here, Arizona, Blake Masters, Mark Kelly.
Yeah,
they did debate last week. By all accounts, Blake Masters did an amazing job in the debate. How close are they? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so I had a chance to watch some of that debate, and Masters did a pretty good job. He's a very sharp guy, younger guy. you know, Kelly is trying to paint him as an extremist. Kelly is a fairly moderate Democrat. I mean, you know, comparatively speaking, I mean, he's still pretty liberal, but compared to AOC, he's pretty moderate. So there, it's actually kind of flipped from Georgia, right? And so there, Masters is a few points behind in most of the polls that have that I've seen. But then Carrie Lake, the candidate for governor, the Republican candidate for governor, is actually ahead of Katie Hobbs, who Hobbs is sort of digging her heels in and refusing to debate there. So it's flipped from Georgia there. And I think that Carrie Lake will win the governor's race. I think that Masters is definitely within striking distance.
Okay.
He's going to need a little bit more resources. His campaign has not raised a lot of money, and they've been very heavily dependent on outside money, and so it just kind of depends on whether the cavalry is able to come to the rescue there.
Wow, man, that's just solid stuff. So, all right, so I guess summation, we've got every reason to believe that the Republicans will take the House back. There's enough pad there, I guess, in the polling to believe that's gonna happen. The Senate is on the margins, and a lot of things depend upon, like you said, Pennsylvania, Georgia and Arizona, not to mention those two other hotly contested seats with Wisconsin, and you named one other, which has escaped me just now. But anyway.
Yeah. And I think the fact that, I mean, gas right now, the national average, according to AAA, is $3.91 for unleaded gas, right?
Yeah.
And then you know, the inflation numbers came out today. Core inflation, so taking out groceries and gas, which can be pretty dynamic, just core inflation is 6.6% over what it was last year at the same time, the largest annual increase since 1982,
wow.
Since we were coming out of the bottom years of Jimmy Carter's presidency.
Wow. Well, it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. I'm praying we're moving that direction. But all right, John Rogers, solid, man. That was good stuff. I appreciate you. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Thank you, Phil. Take
all
care.
Right, take care. God, that was solid, wasn't it? I mean, all I had to do was sit here and just say, how about this? Bam, he just took it and ran. All right, listen, let's go ahead and take a break right now, Boomer. We'll do that. We'll come right back. I'm going to jump into this next section of the Triple Dipper. He kind of kicked it off for us, election machinations. So you're hearing what's happening with the races, but how about the actual integrity of the elections themselves? Is it still an issue? I'd say so. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.